Hello and welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Undivided with Luke and Dina. Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's good. I was looking over, you saw me.
I did.
You were like, what are you looking at, babe? I'm literally looking at your book, Strength Finders, thinking, I need to read that.
Yeah.
And then I was looking at your devotional on the floor, The Hero's Journey, and I was like, oh, I wonder how that's going or if it's going.
It's not.
It's not?
It's okay. Not. Yeah, that's okay. I haven't touched it.
Okay. I'm going to grab that book though.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking that I know that we bought some books and I need to start doing some reading and strategizing and, developing my skill sets and things like that.
Yes.
All the big words, all the fancy lingo for when we help people in their relationships. So. But Strength Finder.
Like, and to be ready for when I take the class.
Yes. Because if you tell me when, I'll make it happen. I'll sign you up. We'll get you going.
Yeah, you will.
But that's what you saw me looking at. So how you doing?
I'm good. See, I thought you were looking at Sparks.
And Sparks
is
here too.
Making noise and licking herself. And then all of a sudden I started talking. She's like, what's going on?
Yeah. Why is Dad talking? What's going on?
Why are you talking like that, Dad?
Yeah. And she gets to, babe, she gets to, you have news with her.
I do. She passed her test.
Yay!
So she is, she's about to get rid of her in-training patches and just be regular service dog
she
patches.
Gets to, and she then we get to do the graduation, you said, like at the end of the month or October?
No, sometime in, I think they're aiming for sometime in November.
Oh, okay.
Is the talk.
Okay.
So that's when the little get recognized and stuff.
Maybe we can borrow your friend's little diploma hat
that
his dog had, because that was super cute.
That was.
I'm not sure she would go for that, though. Maybe. I don't know. And then she's got new jewelry. I surprised you with new jewelry for her.
Yeah.
So she's
got a little dog collar.
Yep.
Or not collar, dog tag.
Dog tag that has her name on it. And then on the back it says, I'm my person's service dog.
Yes.
If I go missing, please, basically give me back.
Yeah.
So, sweet.
Which kind of along those lines, I've seen a couple people that have stickers on the back of their cars.
Yeah.
And it basically says, service dog on board.
Aww.
Do not separate from handler.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes me think of that reel. Was it you that sent it or I sent it to you where there was a dog that was chasing an ambulance and then they finally figured out that it was the person's dog that was trying to be with the owner? Gosh, that's so sweet. I like that. Maybe we need to get one of those for you.
Yeah.
That would be sweet. Aw.
Yeah.
Aw. It's your person. She's not a person, but she's a person.
Yeah.
And her and I are starting to become more.
Yes.
We like each other more.
Yes.
Where before it seemed like there was a little bit of a competition. And I'm like, listen, girlfriend. She's understanding her place. And it's good. But she's sweet. So we have not been here for almost three weeks. 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So hi, guys.
Hi.
Do we want to kind of get a quick update about maybe what's been going on
in
our lives?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
It's like I hate to use the excuse of life happened. But you know what? Life happened.
I think, and I don't know if I've said this before, but I think when we say this, because even in the real, like me and the girls, we have taken a little bit of a hiatus and said that, life is happening. I think what it does is it gives people permission to reprioritize, because this isn't the thing of we don't want to. It's not a thing of we're getting lazy. It's a thing of when things get a little extra and there's a lot happening, then we give you permission to reprioritize. And if this podcast happens to be the thing that gets to be put on the back burner, then so be it.
Because
our family comes first, our mental health comes first, our well-being, just baseball, we got all of it. Just everything's, we're kind of in the thick of everything, just celebrated.
It's like there was a family vacation, there's about to be a family funeral.
Yeah.
School started,
baseball started again, our beautiful girl turned 20,
birthdays,
all the things. That's where the family vacation came in. But just a lot of everything.
Yeah.
And and just, and in the process,
some physical health, some mental health.
Yeah. Just all of it. Yep. Just all of it. And it's okay to say, hey, I'm shooting off a flare, or I'm just putting a quick little pause right here. I even suggested to you, hey, babe, do we just want to take a second? And you were like, nope, because then we'll stop and then we'll try to, it'll be hard to get back on the train. Yeah. So we appreciate you guys being patient with us. But yeah, I lost my stepsister. What is this, babe? Like, when was that? Is it a week ago? A week ago. A week ago. Actually, yes, a week ago, 12 something, my nephew made the hard decision of basically saying,
taking her off life support.
Let's take her off life support, because she would not be able to breathe on her own.
Yeah.
And that's no way of living. No. And so, unfortunately, at the age of 59, which is insanely young, my sister now gets to walk out of this world and walk right into the arms of Jesus.
Yeah.
And then we just came across, yesterday was our beautiful girl's 20th birthday.
Yep.
Unfortunately, it's also the anniversary of Papa Charlie's death.
Yeah.
And that came up on my memories. And it was like just taking that time to just kind of, sometimes you got to give yourself space to feel.
Yeah.
And I would say that you, the kids, friends, really close friends, good friends, have been giving me a chance to just feel. And then you are, today was your first day in your new position as far as a project at work.
Yep.
And that is now officially has been consuming your brain.
Yeah.
And so now we get to just stand back and say, okay, Father, how would you like to move forward on this? And so we're back. So we're here. We're here. A lot is happening. And it's okay. It's okay to just say, hey, there's days where you have to trudge through.
Yeah.
And then there's other days where you have to say, nope, time out.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a quick break, but I promise I'll be right back.
Because, I mean, in a way, that's kind of what we were going to talk about today.
It is.
I'm gonna throw out the title real quick, or at least the working title.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to kind of explain some more, or at least kind of talk some more. But it's like, I keep wanting to call this like the covering.
Okay.
It's like, I know that doesn't really, it does, but it doesn't really encompass what we want to talk about. But I kind of want to talk about it, you know, because real quick, it's like, you know, us being married, you know, we are covering each other, you know. It's, you know, in a way, especially as me, as the husband, as the father, as the head of the house, it's that covering is, you know, mandated by God, basically, you know, that's the role that I get to step into. Those are the duties that I get to assume.
Yeah.
You know, and I, furthest thing from it, I am not complaining. I would not take it back for the world.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a reality. That's something that I get to do. And as much as I want to excel at everything that I put my hand and my mind to, you know, I told you just a little while ago, I mean, we went for a walk earlier and I told you, it's like, there are days, a lot of days lately, I feel like I'm just surviving.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm still doing what I need to do, but barely.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, it's like when you go to, you know, get the progress report for your kids, you know, at school, it's like, you know, meets expectations, you know, it's like, I'm meeting expectations, you know, I'm not surpassing, but right now I am meeting expectations.
Yeah.
You know, I'm at a 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it's like, as much as I want to get down on myself for that, it's like, I also want to say, it's okay as long as that's not where you're at always.
Correct. Correct.
You know, if there are moments, if, you know, hopefully they're as short as possible, but, you know, if there are seasons where so much is going on that's where you're at, it's like, I think, again, it's kind of like you said earlier, it's like, people need that permission to, it's okay to, you know, I don't want to say it's okay to be in survival mode because that's not good, but just right. like, you know, to be meeting the standard.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's okay for, you know, if stuff's going on and it's like, I am meeting the standard, you yeah. know, it's like, I'm a horrible parent. My kid didn't get out of the PJs or brush their hair today. It's like, you know what?
That would be our son today.
It would be our son today.
Yeah.
But it again, it's okay because yeah. he didn't have school.
Correct.
You know, we didn't really have anywhere we needed to go today.
No.
You know, I work from home.
Mm-hmm.
You being a sub, you didn't have school today, obviously.
Correct.
You know, you didn't have any clients to go clean today.
Right.
You know, so it's like we
were home.
I had
a doctor appointment, but that was it.
You had a doctor appointment, but you know, for the most part, we are home.
Yeah. Even our daughter got a chance to just, everybody was just home today, which was nice.
I mean,
yeah.
even me working from home, I was basically in PJs.
Yes.
I'm going to have to up my game because they do a lot of video calls in this new position. I'm like, oh man, you're going to make me work for this.
We're going to need to get you, I've already determined this, we're going to need to get you just a really nice looking zip-up hoodie.
Yeah.
It can't be your little cutoff one. It's got to be, we're going to need to get you like a Mr. Rogers kind of.
Yeah. Like a cardigan or like a quarter zip.
Yep.
Some
don't
of those nice quarter
one?
Zips.
Don't we have one in the closet somewhere?
I think I got rid of them.
Okay. Well, then we need to get you another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I don't like quarter zips because they mess with my beard.
I will say let's get you just a cardigan that you can just throw it over even if it's just a t-shirt and it will literally just dress you up just enough. I think that would be nice.
Yeah, I think so. I think we might have to go
those. Shopping.
I know where to go. sorry. You know, but again, it is. It's you know, we didn't do anything above and beyond.
Right.
You know, but again, you know, it's kids were fed.
Yeah.
We're taken care of. Bills are getting paid.
Yeah.
We worked.
Yes.
You know, we did what we needed to do today.
Yeah. Rested from
the
weekend.
We rested from the weekend.
We had birthday parties and we had family and we had.
Yeah.
We've been busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, in the words of literally God and in the words of like my sweet brother, like it is good to have a day of rest. You have to. You just have to take that time to recharge. Ours just happens to land on. It depending on the week, it depends on the day.
Yeah.
So I am grateful that today got to be a day just to kind of like laundry and got things done and cleaned up from the party and just the stuff. But it was, and like you said, and you got to meet your new coworkers and you got to meet people and it's been a very, not even laid back,
easy.
I think, an easy day.
It's been
a very nice day. It has been a very nice day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do understand the, sometimes you get stuck in that space. I would consider some places are ruts. Ruts are something you have to be very intentional to get yourself out of.
Yeah.
And then I believe that there's other seasons of our lives where we have to, it's okay for us to kind of take a breath. Like, when people talk about the race of life, right? It's not a sprint, it's a marathon, and you have to have a cadence to that at times. And sometimes your cadence seems mundane, and sometimes it seems like it's just, or it's, you know, I feel like I'm trudging literally through mud. What do I do? I saw a meme and it said, dear person reading this, if all you did today was wake up and breathe, good job.
Yeah.
You know, because you're taking the time, even if it's just that time to say, okay, I'm going to have to rework some stuff now. I'm working with new people or I have a new schedule or maybe my health isn't quite what it needs to be. I need to start doing some things to help better. I need to, you know, and it's like strategizing, learning how to re-strategize certain parts of your life. And I believe babe, with everything in me, I believe that that's the season that we're in right now. It's re-strategizing, finding out what that next step is. And there are some things that are just every day and they're just going to be every day.
Yeah.
Our beautiful girl, she unfortunately sometimes gets caught up in, you know, the next big thing. And it's like, sweetheart, it's the everyday. It's the everyday disciplines. It's the everyday getting in your word. It's the everyday going outside. It's the everyday choices.
You know,
yeah.
It's the choice to get up in the morning. It's the choice to, you know, get dressed. You know, even her, mm-hmm. who pretty much has a uniform, you know, she doesn't get to really pick what she wears for the day.
Which in my mind, I'm like, thank you, Jesus, for that, right?
Yes. See, she could do it.
Yes, she could.
You know, but, you know, it's the choice to, you know, I'm going to get dressed. I'm going to, you know, wash my face. I'm going to do my hair. I'm going to, you know, drive safe. I'm going to, you know, the choice to leave on time.
Yes.
You know, it's all these little choices. And that's, you know, I think that's what it is. It's a lot of it is, it's the little choices. It's the little choices we make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even as, you know, the covering, you know, to kind of go back to that, because part of our conversation earlier was, you know, with that covering, and it's like, as much as my covering goes over our family, mm-hmm. it almost feels like your covering goes almost like under or through our family.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with that.
You know, it's like, I know sometimes they talk about how, you know, yes, the man is the head of the household, but the woman is the thermostat, you know, type thing. And it's like, that helps make sense, because, you know, the covering under or through, it's like, it helps tell the temperature of the family. It helps tell the mood of the family. I mean, so often when something is going on, you're the one that's like, you know, hey, I know you don't know, I know you didn't catch this, but here's what's going on right now in the house. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not because I don't pay attention. Correct. It's just because I don't pick up on some of those signals, or I'm not hearing those conversations that they'll come to you and have. You know, it's like, okay, you know, it's like, I'm here to steer the ship and you're, you know, doing the trim or something like that, you know, and it's like, I think it's important to remember in marriage, you know, in a marriage, in this relationship, that because I'm providing the covering that I'm providing, you're able to provide what you're providing.
Correct.
You know, it's, you know, because we had a conversation of, you know, for 6-7 years, you were a single mom.
Yeah.
And as much as nowadays I know that you can do things.
Yes.
You truly appreciate that you don't have to.
I don't have to. Yeah.
You know, or it's like, you know, when I went to Puerto Rico for 45 days for that deployment.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, even though I wasn't home.
Mm-hmm.
Physically,
yes,
doing and being what I am, because we had that connection, I was still able to spiritually,
and
in a way financially also, provide that covering, so that you could continue in who and what you are and what you've been designed to be.
Yes.
So all of a sudden it wasn't like, okay, we're married for 45 days, you're single mom, and we're married again.
Right.
You know, it was seamless.
Right. Because there's you got that spiritual tie.
Yeah.
Is what's going on there. And it was like, when we were talking about it, because again, it was a conversation that had been brought up, and it was the person that we were talking to basically was saying, you know, well, like I, you know, they're gone all the time, so I feel like I could do this by myself. And I didn't say this until after we finished talking, and I was like, okay, I need to make sure that this is a conversation that I continue to have.
Yeah.
Because the revelation came as we are walking, and I was like, when I was a single mom, it was hard, right? Yeah. It wasn't until I allowed God to become my covering.
Yeah.
In that space, that life was fairly good for Gabriel and I. And I really appreciate that our beautiful girl acknowledges that she understands, you know, because she, even again, it's like every birthday it seems to bring this up, which is kind of funny to me. But every birthday she'll say, you know, I'll always say, Gabri, like, you never go without, sweetie. Like, it's constant. Like, you always have.
Yeah.
And she says, I never understood that, Mom. Like, because I'm decorating the dining room, getting ready for the family, and Gabri's talking, right? And she's like, remember, Mom, like, I had all the justice clothes, and all my friends wanted to get my clothes when I started outgrowing it. And she goes, how did that even happen? Because you were a single mom, and we were, like, struggling, and... But I didn't know we were struggling. And I said, because I did without, or I would just go to the thrift store.
Yeah.
And I just had the same clothes forever. I mean, you know, you've seen
you
my
still
closet.
Have some
I still have some clothes from forever.
Babe, guess how long I've had this?
Yeah. Like, this is back years. In high school. Like, you know, this is crazy. So, but it's one of those where, you know, and it just understanding that God being the covering there, the thing that I did want to say was, because this, you know, when this person said this, I was standing back and I was thinking, I believe that the reason why you feel so confident in this, because I very much, listen, I very much encourage them, no, don't go down this road, okay? Don't go, trust me from somebody that is in this space, don't go down this road. But it's one of those where I believe that the reason why people... This is where the enemy comes in and he messes with you.
Yeah.
Because it's like, so say you have, you know, your spouse is deployed, or you have a 45 days, your husband is on a completely different, you know, continent kind
of
scenario.
You know, every Tuesday through Friday, they have to fly out of town for work.
That's it, right? It's like, how do you respond to these things? You know, do you all of a sudden live your life footloose, fancy free?
Yeah.
Why do you feel so confident, even if they're separated out from that space? Well, it's because of the spiritual covenant that you have with this person.
Yeah.
Whenever my first marriage, when I was separated out, number one, I love this term. Somebody actually brought it up to me and said, what God has put together, let no man separate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when they gave me that scripture and they said, with my first marriage, it wasn't a God situation. So God didn't have to follow through with blessing that marriage because it wasn't.
Because God didn't put it together.
He didn't put it together. And I was like, dude, like that's, I would have to agree with that scenario. Were there good things? Yes. But were there not? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's like when I separated myself from the junk and from the stuff, from the sickness, let me say the sickness, okay? Because it was just, it was bad. So when I separated myself from the sickness, even my own sickness that I had got myself into, when I finally separated myself, that's when the blessings came. That's when... God, did he take care of us during that period of time? Yeah. But there was a security. There was a goodness there that lies there. And so I would say if you are somebody that is like, maybe your spouse does have to take off for work, maybe, they're doing their best and they're doing overtime somewhere, or they're trying to do whatever. And then all of a sudden you're just standing back going, oh, it's just really peaceful. I can live without this person. Voices of the enemy, I want you to stop.
Yeah.
I want you to stop, because part of the thing, unless there is tremendous amount of something, right? If there's some things that are needing to be fixed, if something is, if you're in a scary situation, by all means, get out of there.
Yeah,
but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about something that, you know, everybody is fine. Everything is good.
Yeah.
You might just be hitting, like what you said, babe, you might be just hitting a space where it just might be a little bit of mundane. You might feel like you're just surviving.
Or it just might be extra stressors of life.
It's just extra stressors,
you know,
of life.
Just might be a stressful season.
That's it. That's it. Under, just take a breath. Like, I think that's what you and I wanted to kind of share today. Like take a breath, step back. Don't be so quick to say the D word. Don't be so quick to think, ooh, now I'm going to separate.
Yeah.
Or don't be so quick to think that you can do this all on your own.
Yeah.
Because it is, it's do, you alluded to it. You said it. Could I do this by myself with the kids, babe?
Yeah.
Yes. Do I want to? Hell no. Like, no.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
You know, even in our hardest and worst days, and we've had them,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure that we'll still have some, right? Yeah. Like, because you're stuck. Because
we're in the world.
We're in the world, and you're stuck with me. And it's one of those where, for better or for worse,
yeah,
for sickness and in health, richer or for poor, all of the things, yep. right? All of the things. It's like, you're stuck with me.
Yeah.
And we are going to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to step back and say, and not, I think the number one thing is not point fingers at each other and go, you should be better.
Yeah.
You should know better. You're the man of the house. Well, you're a godly man. You should blah, 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 blah. Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. Like, because you deal with stressors that I do not have to deal with,
yeah.
that I don't have to deal with. You take on things that I don't have to, and vice versa.
Yeah.
There are things that I take on that you don't have to, so that way you can fixate and focus on the things that you need to.
Yeah.
Stop playing competition. Stop sitting here trying to say that one is harder than the other or one yeah. is less than the other. And remember that you're on the same team.
Yeah.
And that, because when you told me today as we're going for a walk, like, you're like, babe, I just feel like I'm just
surviving.
I'm just surviving. I'm just doing this. What was it? What first thing came out of my mouth? What'd I say, babe?
I don't remember.
You don't.
So that's part of my other problem.
It's okay. It's okay. I just looked at you and I said, yeah. then what is it that I can do? What yeah. can I, what can I do to help?
Yeah.
What can I do?
Yeah.
Is there something that I need to be doing? Do you need me to, because we do constantly, you're so gracious. I am able to, for the most part, be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
I really am. I'm a glorified stay-at-home mom. Yeah. That's what I get to go and play.
You're glorified and you're a stay-at-home mom.
Aw, baby. Thanks. But it's one of those where I've said, do you need me to do something? Do yeah. I need our children? One is grown-ish and the other one is... He's pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
Do you need me to go do work somewhere full time? Do I need to do something that will help? What can I do to relieve the stress? Do you
yeah.
need me to go? I don't know, you know. But these are the conversations that Luke and I have, that you and I have,
yeah.
that I would say that with you and your spouse, you have it.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? What is it that they need from you? Do they need space? Do they need time? Do they need help? More help,
and along with that, it's the loving, the encouraging, the positive
mm-hmm.
accountability.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
because this is because while we shouldn't be, well, this is what you should be doing,
right?
You know, but right. it's the holding each other accountable. You know,
right.
like when you were taking the course to,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get your certification for being a relationship coach, you had
yeah.
X amount of time. It's like
yeah.
you know. You were pretty much giving me status updates like almost every day.
Yes.
So I didn't have to be like, you know, hey babe, did you work on that chapter today?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, but you could, you know,
yeah.
If you hadn't already been proactive about it.
Right.
That's something that I could do.
Yes.
To help you out.
Yes.
You know, to, you know, hey, you know, or like you every now and then, you know, hey, have you worked on projects out in the garage yet? You know, how,
hey babe, can I buy that tool for you? So that way we can keep moving you forward.
Yeah.
And that's what yeah. we do. That's what you do.
Yeah.
It is. It's being a positive.
Yeah.
It's reminding, I think it's also reminding that person that you are capable.
Yeah.
Because I believe that the noise in our heads tells us that, well, maybe I'm not doing the right thing. Maybe
yeah.
I need to just give up. Maybe I, you know, and it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. No, 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 no. No, you're doing great.
Yeah.
You're doing great. Let's finish what we've started. And then, okay, what's the next thing?
Yeah.
And, you know, and be intentional with time. Be intentional with, okay, you seem a little overwhelmed right now, or you might seem a little stressed. Is there something that I can help you with?
Yeah.
Is there something you can drop off your plate? Is there something that you maybe shouldn't have picked up in the beginning, or is this season gone?
Yeah.
And now it's time to move on to the next chapter.
Yeah.
What is it? It could be a number of things.
Yeah.
In a different combination of things. But don't be so quick to be so judgmental. Don't be so quick to be so critical of your spouse, of your loved one, of yourself.
Yeah.
Take the time, because like even at church, you know, I'm walking through, and I wasn't super, super close with my stepsister. Like 4 decades with being family is a big deal.
Yeah.
Very big deal. Don't get me wrong, guys. She wasn't, you know, it's not like in a constant, did I cry? I did cry. Yeah. Do I grieve? I probably will still cry, you know, but my heart hurts for those that are kind of left behind. Right. And so it's one of those spaces where, for the last week, I think I've been kind of walking around very pissed off, and I've acknowledged it.
Yeah.
I've said it, I've acknowledged it. And to the point where I had a friend come up to me at church just yesterday and say, "You're not yourself. What's going on? You doing okay?" And in my mind, I'm thinking, I thought I was faking it pretty good. And I was like, why am I trying to even fake it?
Right.
I shouldn't have to fake it.
Yeah.
And so it was beautiful to be able to look at this friend and say, this is what's going on.
Mm.
And I'm mad. I'm mad because the enemy has literally snuffed out 2 of my family members and before they hit 60. This is insane. And I now want to like punch people and punch the enemy, but just, you know, but to recognize with your spouse, with your loved one, recognize maybe what's going on with them in that space, and then remind them that they don't get to live there, but give them permission, give them space to grieve, to feel, to even maybe deal with the consequences of some of their actions, you know, whatever it is, allow God to deal with them, right? Because, you know, man, you were a real bonehead right there. No, you're right. You know, and okay, well, Father, what do you want to do? Because our first instinct is we want to rescue and we want to make sure that they're okay. Or if you have the extreme of they want to set them off in a boat and shoot a flaming arrow at it. That seems extreme, but you know what I mean? But it's like, don't be so quick to write each other off.
Yeah.
You know that this comes with seasons of life. Know that this comes with marriage. Be slow to speak, quick to listen, you know, slow to respond, quick to forgive. Be that person.
Yeah.
You said it yesterday, you know, to be somebody that has only the best thoughts and intentions, you know, be somebody that, you know, believes the best, trusts the best, hopes the best, you know, even if it looks really, really bleak, just know that God is very much on the scene and he's not going to leave your marriage. He's not going to leave you. If you ask him, he'll give you wisdom.
Yeah.
And some of that wisdom might be shut up.
Yeah.
You know, some of that wisdom might be just sit with them and just hold them and cry together. Do whatever you got to do. But just know that he's going to be there in the midst of it with you.
That, you know, that even though they're a bonehead, remember the good things they've done.
Remember the good things that they've done. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Don't do that. That's not fair. Don't do that to somebody.
Yeah.
Don't do that to them. It's like I said, you and I are so in the place that unless the Holy Spirit says you got to go, you don't.
Yeah,
there's you fight, you stand, you fight, or you pause and you rest and you say, okay, we're gonna get our bearings. What is the next step? What do we do now?
Yeah,
and then follow His lead, knowing that He's the only one that knows.
That's true.
So just follow His lead.
Yeah. And that's all we can do, you know, because again, it's as much as we talk about a lot of the roles of a husband and roles of a wife and stuff like that, you know, ultimately that is a mirror of the role of God, the role
that's
of
right.
Jesus, the role of the church,
right?
You know, and it's like, you know, so again, it's that, you know, because I was joking with a friend and he was talking about something about, you know, his wife. And I was like, yeah, you know, just remember, you know, Bible says we're supposed to die to our wives, just yes. like Jesus died to the church. He's like, four, not two. I'm like, yes. still, regardless.
You are right. You're right. I mean, it's true. You know, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's laying your life down for the other person.
Yeah. Cause I think it is. It's, you know, there's a lot of people that love to highlight and focus on the submit.
Yes.
You know, yeah. just the way that the church submits to Jesus, you know, wives should submit to their husbands, but right. they always forget the other half of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the church submits to Jesus because of what Jesus did for the church.
That's right. That's right. You That's know. Right. It's easy to follow somebody, follow their lead when you know that this person is willing to lay their life down for you.
Yeah.
When they have nothing but the best intentions.
Or even without going that far.
Yeah.
They're willing to walk the same mile you're willing
That's
to walk.
That's it. That's it. And you know, I think that that's what I mean by,
yeah.
like you, Luke Allen Wance, are willing to lay down your agenda,
yeah.
your flesh, your agenda to follow Christ
yeah.
and to follow what he wants. And that is attractive to me. That is that is something where I can stand back and say, if you're willing to lay your life down and bend to whatever it is that God has told you to do, yeah, babe. Yeah. Like yeah. all day. What do you want to do? All day. Let's yeah. go. You know, there's a security in that, because it's the same with me. It's easy for me to be led, and it's easy for me. It's easy to even hear my opinions. I'm doing yeah. quotations, right? But it's easy to hear my opinions because you know that I'm also willing to say, oh, babe, I think this, but you know what? No,
yeah.
no, I don't have a piece about that. Okay. No, yeah. if Holy Spirit says no, then we're not going to go,
yeah.
you know? And there's a security there. There's, you're not dealing with somebody that's insecure. You're not dealing with somebody that's so emotional that I'm tossed back and forth by every circumstance. You know, that itself should be what the picture of what yeah. the bride of Christ looks like.
Yeah.
That we're not wishy-washy. That we're not saying, oh, things are getting really hard. Oh, babe, you messed up. So yeah. you know what? Peace out. Wow. Yeah. That's not a marriage. That's,
I'll be submitted to Christ as long as he's sending me blessings.
You know what I'm saying? Ew. Ew.
And how many marriages are out there like that?
Oh, gosh, babe.
Yeah.
Gross. Like, you're ready. Stop with the silly talk.
Yeah.
I was going to say, no, it's stupid. Yeah. Stop with this stupid talk. You're either in or out. Stop doing this wishy-washy stuff. Oh, it's getting hard? I'm so sorry. Guess what? It's going to get hard. Like, I'm not trying to be crass. I'm not trying to be, you know what I mean? But no. it's the reality. Here's the reality. Oh, well, it's just, you know, well, they hurt my feelings
yeah.
or, well, you know, they lied to me or, well, they weren't forthcoming or they just, okay, well, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Fix it. If it's a habitual thing, if it's something that's constantly, if there's a dishonesty or if there's things yeah. like that, man, by all means, go to a counselor. Yeah. Hi, I'm available. Yeah. But you know what I mean? But like,
go to a coach, go to a counselor, go to a pastor.
Go to somebody that's going to look at you both and say, stop being boneheads.
Yeah. Somebody that genuinely wants to watch you succeed.
Yes.
And has no skin in the game.
That part, yeah. right? Absolutely. And so it's like,
yeah.
suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying be a doormat. I'm not saying be so domineering. I'm saying allow your lives to be submitted.
Yeah.
To each other. Submit yourself to God, submit yourself to each other, And then watch the enemy start fleeing out of the situations. Yep. Because at that point, you're standing back and saying, come hell or high water, we're together.
Yeah.
We are a formidable force together. And one can take, what is it? One can send 1,000 to flight. Two can send 10,000 to flight, right?
Yep. Something like that.
So it's one of those where you and I together, that's why the enemy wants to divide so much. Because he knows that he can divide you, then he wins. There's no power there. But when you get a husband and wife that have said, that say, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. Okay, you're being a bonehead. Fix it. What are we doing? Yeah. What do I need to do to help you?
Yeah.
Or what do I need to do to fix me being a bonehead? What do we need to, you know? It's like, take responsibility, own your part, and then love your person from the place of Christ.
And allow yourself to be held accountable.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That part. I love that.
That's good.
Did we talk it out?
I think so. I think we did. I think we talked it good. Well, talked it well. All that English training out the window. It's getting replaced by government plain language training.
It's fine.
Yeah.
That and your wife that constantly says, can you define that? What did you just bring it down to fourth grade level, baby? No.
And I'm doing better. I will pat myself on the back. I feel like I'm doing a lot better about like explaining things to people.
I think you're beautiful
and
at
not, it. Not, you know, taking the high road and of thinking more of myself than I,
Listen, side note, back to the family vacation that we got to go and celebrate all the birthdays in the family. Like, I remember you walking away from the table and the people that were at the table looking at me and going, he's really good at explaining things. And me jokingly said, you're welcome. Because the 13 years of us, almost 13 years of being married and almost 15 years of being together, I just stand back and I go,
you trained me early.
I trained you quickly and very early. I need you to bring that down. Your $5 or $50 word right there, I need you to bring it down to like $1.25.
You're acting condescending.
You're acting condescending. Yes, you're being very haughty right now. I need you to maybe, but you are. You're very patient and you're very loving.
Yeah.
You really are. You just want other people to learn and grow and not be boneheads.
Yes.
And that's beautiful.
Yes.
And you've gotten better about.
Thank you.
About it. It's good. All right, guys. We hope that you have the absolute most amazing week.
Yes.
We pray that the Holy Spirit just comes into every area of your lives and that he just shows you, he guides you, he gives you wisdom. He reminds you to be slow to speak, quick to listen, slow to respond, and quick to forgive. That he reminds you that you get to take responsibility and you get to play a part and that you can either make or break a situation. And so I'm asking that God just comes. He comes into those spaces with you guys and he just speaks loud and clear and he opens up the hearts and then ties them back together again.
Yes.
All right, guys, have the best week.
Enjoy the journey.